Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hello and welcome to Monday's edition of Spectrum. Good afternoon. My name is Luko Mkwediputi and absolutely thrilled to be with you this afternoon until the very last hour. And it is, of course, 12 minutes after 4 o'clock. It is time for Father's Matter. And guess who I've got on the line this afternoon? All the way from Dubai. Andile, good afternoon and welcome.
Salam alaikum, Habibti. How are you?
What does that mean?
It's a greeting.
Say it again.
Salam alaikum, Habibti.
You have been there for so long. It actually sounds like your first language, my friend, just so you know. It really does. Because I'm like, I would have actually thought you made it up even.
Really?
Yeah, I promise you. If you didn't live there, and you actually wrote something earlier on, Shukran, I'm like, what is that? What does that even mean? What is that, by the way? I thought I was going to ask you.
It means thank you.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyway, today we're talking co-parenting. Now, over the past 5 weeks, we've talked about presence, mental health, breaking cycles of violence, staying connected even when living apart, and how the Father's Matter WhatsApp coach supports dads daily. So today we're talking about something that affects so many families. Co-parenting, whether parents are together or not, how they communicate and work as a team has a huge impact on children. We'll also look at how the Father's Matter WhatsApp coach helps dads navigate these real life challenges every single day. Andile, good afternoon and welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Oh man. Now let's start here, Andile. Let's start with the basics. What is co-parenting and why does it matter for children? I'm being, I'm emphasizing on that one because we always think it's about us.
Yes, yes. Sadly, we always think that. And the truth is, it's not always about us.
Mm.
So co-parenting is when two adults share the responsibility of raising a child. Note I said two adults, they share the responsibility.
Yep.
It doesn't matter whether they're together, separated, divorced, or they were never married or anything like that. When the two of them are active in that space as parents, they are co-parenting. So I always laugh with my wife because I always tell her, like, no, we are co-parents even though we are still married, but we are raising our son together.
Mm.
And so we have the days when I'm dad on duty. There's days when, there's days where she is parent on duty. And there's days when I am parent on duty. Now, co-parenting is important because it gives children stability.
Mm.
So whether you are together or not, the mere fact that you can both be actively parenting your child, this gives stability. And then in those instances where the parents are not together, whether they're separated, divorced or whatever, it lets them know that, you know, even if, you know, we as the parents disagree and separate, the child is still loved, supported, and more importantly, prioritized. And, you know, like, it happens, you know, especially in our context, you know, sometimes things don't work out.
Yeah.
But the child doesn't need the relationship between the parents to have worked out. They just need both parents to be actively involved in raising them.
I like the sound of that. You know, I was reading something recently, I think it was on Facebook. A lady was sharing her story of how during the process of her divorce with her husband, they found out that their child was, I think, on the spectrum for ADHD or something. And she was sharing how he supported the daughter, the dad supported the daughter throughout the period. And she says, I was never alone. I mean, be it for her therapy, be it for sports, for whatever, throughout, even up until this very day. And I think it's like 8 years post her divorce. She says, I've never had to fight for his presence or his involvement, because that's another thing. There's presence ukhona, but the question is he then involved? Because he can call, he can do whatever, but is he intentional about attending important things? You know, sometimes I hear about dads flying across the country to make sure they go attend the child, I mean, a grade R graduation. And that's what we're talking about.
Yes, it's not just being present as in he is alive or being present as in he's there somewhere, but it's being actively present where you make your child a priority and you prioritize being physically present with them. And this is where, again, you know, our coach, we've done so much work in ensuring that it gives tips on how, in those instances where you can't be physically present, how you can still make sure that your child knows that you're still connected with each other.
Yeah, yeah. Now, listen, Andile, you know, many fathers struggle with communication, especially after a relationship ends. Why is communication so crucial? And I'm glad I'm talking to a father, by the way, because this is definitely your language.
Yes, yes. So, I mean, communication, when we say it sets the climate for a child, let's say it sets the environment that that child is going to be raised in. And when we aren't communicating well, children actually begin to show the symptoms of that. Mm. You know, sometimes they feel caught in the middle and so they're anxious. And they might even feel responsible for the conflict. And that means, like, sometimes the child will feel that it's their fault that the parents aren't communicating well.
Yeah.
And then when we flip it over, when the parents are communicating in a decent, good manner, the child feels more secure. And this also gives, you know, secondary to that is it gives a father the ability to model healthy relationships. And by that, it shows, you know, we don't always have to agree to work together.
Yeah.
And if a child can see that early on, that helps them as well, because they know simple things like problem solving become easier. You know, we don't have to be friendly or whatever, but as long as we're united in one ultimate goal, they can also be learning such things just by observing the communication between their parents, even if they're separated.
I like what you just mentioned there, Andile Ogutsi. You know, sometimes the kids may even feel as though they are the cause of a conflict. You know, don't worry, ngekabakshaye, all the time is ours right now. So recently I was reading a post, you know, these pages on Facebook, and this young man is relaying. So I'm Xhosa, coming from the rural areas. This is a very vital time, June and December, it's initiation season. And he's sharing a story of how the parents divorced apparently and dad remarried. However, he remained with the mom. He had promised to take him to initiation school. He was going to facilitate, because also you must remember, this is a child born in wedlock. So that is primarily dad's responsibility. Now the season has come. And the issue right now is dad is seeing through his promise, but he will not welcome the mother to be involved in the whole process, because his wife will see to that. He's now married, and apparently the wife as well doesn't want this boy's mom to be involved. Now this child is torn apart. He's written to this page to say, I am so hurt. I am destroyed. Not only is he hurt because the dad is not allowing the mom, in this text he's even apologizing to the mom, Guti, Mama, I'm so sorry you have to go through this. You know how much I would have wanted you to be part of this. And I feel like now I'm betraying you. This is what he says. And I'm thinking, guys, all this takes is for the parents to put their differences aside. For this man to say, hey, look, I'm the man. I make the decision here. I'm the head. Guys, this is the direction we should take. For this lady also to say, I understand that this is not necessarily my biological child, and so he also needs his mom. So it's such a heartbreaking story, Andy. And I'm like, can't we be adults for once and put everything aside?
And you see, again, it shows how much this child has taken on, which isn't fair on him, because he's not the problem. The
Exactly.
communication between the adults is the problem. And again, it's heartbreaking to see. You see, that's just one story that you see on Facebook, but you can imagine how many more similar
Of
stories are
course.
out there where a child just takes on more than they should because they feel they have to become the adult in that space. It's really saddening. But like we always say, the coach is there for such conflicts. You know, if for instance, if the father doesn't know what he should do or how he should approach it, he could easily just go on the coach and say, "Hey, coach, here's the situation. How can I go about resolving it in a way that is beneficial to the young one and also respectful to all the parties who are involved?"
Exactly. Sure, man. Like, I think what breaks my heart is exactly what you said in the beginning. The child ends up feeling guilty. You know, it's like a child asking for, let's say, a pair of shoes, and the parents start discussing it, and all of a sudden they start fighting, and you're like, "Eish, I just should not have asked for these shoes. I should have just let it go."
Exactly. And then think of something like this happening over and over and over again, and all of a sudden the child gets withdrawn and doesn't know how to ask for help because whenever they did it, they saw that it caused some form of issue
Exactly.
in the house or between the parents. And then next thing you have, that common saying that boys don't cry and indodiyas mela. These are how some of these things actually start up, where he sees this repeated pattern and then he makes that correlation in his head that asking for stuff leads to conflict. And
Sure.
so for me, for there not to be conflict, let me just not ask for stuff.
Exactly. Now, what are some of the practical ways that fathers can improve communication and dealing with their parent, with their other co-parent, rather?
And I think the beauty of this is I don't think it's just a case of fathers, but I think how can both parties in
Exactly.
this co-parenting situation improve communication? And I think the first foremost one is stick to child-focused conversations. If you are no longer together, but you have a child, the communication between the two of you should rightly be about the child. Share updates regularly. So for fathers or for even, the mothers in a situation like this, get to know what your child is doing. What are they doing at school? What are their routines? How are they changing emotionally? Stay in touch. WhatsApp is there for such things. A phone call is there for such things. But just stay connected with your child despite the distance that might be there. Or you might, have an agreement where you take them on certain days and the other parent on the other days. In those days where you are not the parent who has custody, know what is happening in your child's life.
Don't sit back because A, usually they are with me.
Exactly. And then the other challenge with that is, how they say that the world doesn't like a vacuum. Something always comes in there to fill it. So if there's a vacuum of that other parent or your presence, something else is going to be filling that. We wonder what that something could be. Is it
Eish.
always positive? It's not. Nextly,
Yes.
this one, I think, is just great advice regardless. Don't discuss sensitive issues when you are angry.
Hey, the breakdown they cause, Andile. Sure. And also,
They
Cabange,
say
yazi, had you
when.
just kept quiet, Luko, in that moment, a lot could have been resolved.
Especially when we think about how often, in the heat of the moment, we say stuff that is just very difficult to take back. And there was one of these marriage studies done a while back, and they said that for every one negative emotion or one negative moment, you need five positive ones to override that one negative
Yo,
one.
yo,
And
yo.
so that's just the power of those negative words. For just one negative thing, you say you're now going to need five positive things on top of that. And so when the emotions are high, pause. Just take a step back. And like I said, this is advice that works, you know, regardless whether you're co-parenting or whether you're in a relationship. When emotions are high, take a step back.
Yeah. And be intentional about that. It's not just going to happen naturally.
Exactly. Exactly. Because sometimes when we're in the heat of that moment, we want that. I will put them in their place today. Today they messed with the wrong one. And that mindset, you know, it just stops anything positive that could have happened. And it creates a bigger gap between people.
Sure. And what some fathers feel sidelined or shut out, Andile, that's the truth. What can they do to still stay involved? Perhaps Ubaba feels she doesn't even hear when I speak, akafuni nje, and she does her own thing.
Firstly, let's start with don't stop trying. You know, keep trying. And if it's still being a challenge, you know, seek mediation. There are family members, you know, the elders of the family. This is some of the reasons why we love elders. They can come and help, you know, restore situations. They can do the pleading on your behalf. Mm-hmm. But don't stop trying. And then also remember that presence isn't just about being physically there.
Yeah.
It's always trying even when you can't physically be there. And I think we've echoed this throughout the week. Like I said, even on Coach, we have a section where how to be present even when you stay apart. And it's just those things, you know, send regular voice notes. Try and create ways to regularly check in with your child. Phone calls, WhatsApps. In this digital age, we also have email, we have Facebook, we've got Instagram. You can DM each other there if you're on those platforms. And as you do that, always ask about their life. Just find out what's happening in their life.
Yeah.
And be able to speak into that. You know, just... I grew up, and sadly, my father wasn't actually involved in all my studies and things like that. But I always wondered the bigger difference it might have made if he would check up and say, hey, how are things going with this subject or with that subject or with that subject? But because I have that in my head, like what would have happened, it means that when I now approach my parenting, I'm not going to be asking what could have happened. I'm going to be that father who I wish I was able to have had.
Sure. Here's another question, Andile, real quick, because I just want to... Yes.
Go ahead. No,
sorry, I thought you actually wanted to say something. conflict is a big challenge in co-parenting. You know, how does the coach help fathers deal with tense moments?
So we do this slightly different ways. Number one, we have a tip. Well, we have a section around managing difficult emotions, and so it would advise a father on how to manage your anger. So that thing we spoke about just now, when you feel emotions are high, step back for a minute and let things cool down. Calming down before you respond. Because I think in all instances, we're meant to respond and not react.
Oh, I love that.
Oftentimes, when things happen, we react when we should actually respond. So if you take a moment, that will be the difference between reacting and responding.
Sure. Yes, wise, Andile, I must say. That is so true. That is so true.
I'm saying hashtag respond, don't react.
Yeah, respond. Because if you think about it, Gempela, you are meant to respond, because it's not just one party that should speak. You are meant to respond, but not react. And that's where the issue is. Oftentimes, we react.
Exactly. And reaction, oftentimes, that can be sort of like muscle memory. Your thinking might shut down and the reaction comes. Whereas if you respond, it's thought.
Sure.
You've taken a moment, you've mulled over it, and things like that. And then also, you know, there's no need to shout.
And
sometimes we like to raise our voices, but sometimes you can still get the exact same impact by speaking softly.
That is so true. Sure. Listen, Andile, I just want to grab a glass of water quickly and just have a look at what the roads are looking like right now in Gauteng. Just stay on the line for me, because we're going to continue with this conversation shortly.
Okay, I'll be right.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
And it is, of course, Father's Matter Moment with myself, Luko Mkwedi Puti, as well as Andile. Andile, Maphosa. Good afternoon. Welcome back, Andile.
Back once again.
Oh, sorry, I killed you there. Thank you so much. But listen, Andile, I want us to kind of flip the cassette. You are my generation. You know what a cassette is. So yes. Let's flip it a little bit. This is not entirely new, but let's talk about blended families and, you know, step parenting. What about blended families and step parenting? You know, because many dads find that part especially difficult.
So blended families, I think, are common, way more common than we may actually want to admit. And this is basically when, you know, the man or the woman both have kids separately, and then they come together and they're bringing these two families together.
Mm.
It's a big challenge, because oftentimes people might struggle to bond with children who are not biologically theirs.
Yeah.
And you're bringing in two different styles of parenting, you know.
Yeah.
People parent might be different. Not only our personal styles, but the styles in the houses or the places where we grew up might be different. And so you're trying to balance all of these things while at the same time ensuring that you can build a connection with the other children. And handle the differences that will inevitably come up in such situations. And so these are some of the common challenges that, you know, blended families will face. And we're happy to say one of our big success stories from the coach was a father who was he was having a situation where he had a daughter who was just born. But his wife also had another child who was, I think, about 3 or 5 years old. And so he was balancing, you know, he's a new dad, but he's also a stepdad.
Sure.
And the coach was able, through, you know, over 800 messages between him and the coach,
sure,
he was able to navigate this new journey in his life, as it were, he was able to navigate it much better because he had the support of the coach.
I'm actually smiling, Andile, because it means he actually took initiative because he wanted to also just understand, would say, how do I navigate this? Because one moment I was a stepdad playing my role as a present dad in this child's life. And the reality is that somebody else lands, and this is literally my child. How do I balance this life and this love? 800 messages. This man was really intentional about this.
We were here for it. this is what for us success looks like. It's a dad coming in a situation where he probably has no knowledge, and through the interactions he begins to be empowered with new knowledge. But the important part for us isn't just being empowered with new knowledge, it's beginning to put that knowledge into action.
Another thing I thought I was going to add in there, Andile, you know, when you spoke about how the parental styles are different, we also don't think about just how different these children's upbringings are to that point. And now coming together and having to navigate relating to each other with possibly different upbringings up until that point, and suddenly now create a new family and a new siblinghood as well. That's another one. That's another one we don't realize. Because now they have to kind of, this is my sister, and I mean, this was not my sister until a couple of months ago.
And sometimes, you know, there might be that slight resentment of, so you are the family that replaced my original family.
Exactly.
And so communication becomes such a key thing in that transition. You know, I mean, the parents have to communicate well with each other so that this transition is easier for the kids as well. Because oftentimes we'll focus on ourselves. How can I adjust to this and forget that we have these young ones who didn't choose to be here, but they are here now because of us, the parents.
And they need to adjust as well.
Exactly. How can we also help them during this adjustment period?
Sure. But tell me now, Andile, how can fathers then make sure that the child never feels caught in the middle?
Oh, thank you for this one. The biggest one. Your child should never be the messenger or the referee. Your child shouldn't have the burden of communicating messages from you to the other parent.
Yeah.
Your child should just be the child. And then your child shouldn't be the one blowing a whistle and saying, okay, no, foul over there. You know, the adults should be the adults and the child should be the child. And in that case, the adults should support the child and not the other way around.
Yeah, that is so true. Sure.
And then on top of that, you know, parents shouldn't speak badly about each other in front of the child. So, you know, you shouldn't badmouth the other parent while the other parent isn't there. They latch on to these things, and sometimes they may actually use that to play you off against each other.
Hey, and those ones are very clever, I'm telling you.
They are. They really, really, really are. And then also, don't ask a child to choose between a parent or the other parent. They should never be put in such a position. And I think just focus on the child. Communication should focus on the well-being of the child. I think if we can keep it at that, all these other things kind of line up and fall into place.
Yeah, that is so true. Now, does the Father's Matter WhatsApp coach support positive co-parenting directly?
Yes, it does. And I'm so excited about that. It really does. So, like we said, we support co-parenting by giving tips on how to communicate, how to resolve conflict. We've got our age based tips on how you can be present even when you don't live together. And that is also like, you don't live together as in you are far, or you don't live together as in you don't see them every day of the week. But our tips focus on maximizing the time that you do spend together. And if you don't spend much time together, maximizing those touch points that you have with your child. We provide emotional check-in tools. And these check-in tools aren't just for you checking in with your child, but they're also for checking in with yourself. Mm-hmm. Because like we said a couple of weeks ago when we're talking about mental health, how you feel is going to affect the way you parent. And so sometimes you do need to slow everything down and take some intentional time to just be you and check in with yourself. How are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
How am I doing? What do I need? And oftentimes I think we forget how stressful our lives are, and we don't give ourselves that breathing room to just take a moment and breathe.
That is so true. Listen, Andile, we got less than 5 minutes, my friend, before this technology cuts us off. But, you know, it sounds powerful, I must say. How can dads then join and start using the coach?
So we have got two ways that you can join the coach, actually three.
Mm-hmm.
The easiest way is if you are on your mobile phone, you just open up your phone's browser and you go to fatherscoach.co.za. That's fatherscoach.co.za. What that will do is it will open WhatsApp on your phone, open a chat with the coach, and it'll pre-populate with the trigger word to get registered, which is hi.
Mm-hmm.
And then all you need to do is tap send on that message and it'll start the process of registering you. Another way you can do it is save the coach number, which is 060-058-2107. Save it on your phone as the Father's Matter Coach, and then open WhatsApp, find that contact that you've just saved and send hi. Or the third way is to go to our website, www.fathersmatter.org.za. And then on the side, you'll see a WhatsApp icon. If you click that icon, it'll open up WhatsApp. It'll pre-populate with the message on the chat with the coach. And all you need to do is send hi.
Look, if there's one thing I know about you, this one, when I say Father's Matter Coach, he doesn't even need a script. He will tell you everything for word for word as if he's looking at his phone. That's Andile for you. Now, any parting words, Andile, as we conclude?
You know, co-parenting isn't about being perfect. Parenting isn't about being perfect. It's about being present, communicating well, and keeping the child at the center of every decision. And when fathers are able to show up with understanding, patience, and love, even in those tough seasons, the children flourish.
Mm.
And so remember, the Father's Matter Coach will also be there to help and guide you every step of this fatherhood journey.
Wow. Andile, thank you so, so much. Thank you. That's Andile, our guest from Fathers Matter. Thank you for joining us. And remember, the positive, active presence of men in the lives of children can positively impact the whole family. So join the Fathers Matter WhatsApp coach and get step-by-step guidance to stay actively present. Andile, good night. Go sleep.
Many, many thank yous, Habibti.
Thank you so much. Say that again.
Masalama.
Say it.
Many masalama.
Oh, Andile. Come well.
Bye.
Bye, my friend.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Cool.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM, Sounds of Life. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.